الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We explained yesterday that our environment surrounding the company we keep has got a great effect on us. And physically also we understand, like a cold day, we go into a place where there is a heater on, immediately we feel the effect. A hot day, we go to a place where there is an air con on, we feel the effect. Much more than that, the spiritual environment also affects us all the time. Whether we perceive it or we don't, but it has a great, great effect on us. We come to the masjid where the malaika are, where the closeness of Allah Ta'ala is much more greater. A person has that, will get that effect. So the positive we tried to explain yesterday, that when a person stays in good company, with good people, in good places, etc., then all that comes. And Allah's quality, one of His great sifat, Al-Hadi, that Allah is the one who guides people to righteousness. So if we keep the company of the righteous and the pious, we are in the right places, Masajid, Haram Sharif, Masjid Nabawi, all the righteous places, and in the righteous times, like the month of Ramadan, we observe it properly, there is the manifestation of Allah's Hidayat takes place there. And then a person gets affected with that and Hidayat comes into his life, which we all want, our Islah, our Hidayat. So we should opt for those places, those times, those people where through which Allah Ta'ala spreads His Hidayat, then we will also get that Hidayat. On the other hand, if we go to those places, those times and those people where misguidance is manifested in this world, Allah is Al-Hadi, Allah is Al-Dhal also. And where misguidance is, then we will also get misguided like that. So right from infancy, if we think that when a child is born, when the child is with the mother is righteous also, pious, and the child drinks the milk of the mother, then those effects will go into the child. And if the child is left in the care of a nanny, who is a non-Muslim perhaps also, and that woman brings up the child is almost all the time in that nanny's care, then we can expect those results. Also, that when the children are born, today unfortunately, many mothers just put the child in front of the TV, and to keep the child amused all the time, with all the cartoons, etc., then the child becomes a cartoon himself, and then his life is like that. When the child is like that, he's just watching all that. How much the mother will sacrifice, mother if she has got deen in her, and she will sacrifice and she will be with the child. And to bring up a child, our elders, our ulama explained, is not just the physical aspect, but the spiritual aspect also. And for that, a mother has to make lot of sacrifices. She has to see, and her rewards are also so great. Proportionate to a person's sacrifices, rewards from Allah Ta'ala are also so great. A mother has to see to her own needs which are with her. She has got her husband, she has to see to that also. She has to see to the house also. Now as she gets children, she has to see to the children also. And it is her responsibility, the mother, and therefore it is necessary. We are also taught the same thing, that when we get married, فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ, look for a woman who has got deen in her life. And the same way, a woman who she should accept in her marriage is also a person who has got deen. If deen is in a person's life, then that is going to rub off on the spouse also. And when the children come, it's going to rub off onto the children also. And if there isn't deen, then other things will happen. Then as the child now grows up, what environment the child is going to get. For example, today from kindergarten, and also from nursery and pre-primary, we are putting the children into the care of other people. And there they are also taught all other wrong things right from the beginning. So that is the result, that environment which the child gets. So that will be the result for what will be there. From there, the schooling, if we don't give importance to madrasa and to Quran Sharif and ta'aleem of deen, and we give preference to dunya's ta'aleem, and that environment the child gets. And worse still, if the child is in an environment with non-Muslim children also, and many children are children, they will taunt the Muslim children for wearing a topi, for example, for wearing a kurta, and the child is a child. If he hasn't been groomed properly, he's going to suffer from an inferiority complex. And though he might still wear it by the force of the parents, but inside he will learn to hate the kurta also. He will learn to hate the topi because all my friends are laughing at me, making a joke out of me. They got no regard for it. Further, when he grows even bigger and he gets the wrong environment in primary school and then with friends, etc., and today preference to math and preference to languages, and we give them extra tuition in those things. And very sadly, how many cases where they go for music lessons, they go for dancing lessons, then what will happen? That environment, how much it's going to have an effect on the child. And when all this happens, and at school, high school, today how many of us, our children go to non-Muslim, to Christian schools, they go to private schools where the ethos is completely against Islam. And in missionary schools, Christian schools, they have to attend even those their sessions, etc. They have to go through so many things. So what is going to happen to such a child? These children will become the delinquents of tomorrow. And they are going to have reign. The reins of society will be in their hands tomorrow. And then the result of this is broken homes also. And how many we find houses, broken homes in our society. And with the broken homes, we have children who have parents, but they are like orphans. Though they have got children, but they are like orphans. The father doesn't have real care for those children. The mother doesn't have. And even worse, when the parents use those children as pawns for their own purposes. The father against the mother against the father, they use those children. So then this is where all the problems of society come in. Whether it is drugs now, whether it is promiscuity now, whether it is now all the other types of vice and evil. So this prevails then in the society. And then comes all the problems of this world. All in the home, TV is on all the time. Things of the dushman, of the enemies are on. So that whole environment is also one where now all evil comes. Then in those houses, the fights that take place all the time between husband and wife, the abuse of the children disrespecting their parents, etc. There is a total breakup of everything. All this is, it starts when we keep the wrong company, and it leads us into the wrong direction. Therefore, it is very necessary for us that we see that we have the right company. On the other side, if we are connected with Allah in the deen of Allah, nur comes, malaika, serenity, peace and happiness between husband and wife. A good life is guaranteed in this world also. And finally, at the time of mort also. And on the other side, Allah Ta'ala help us all, that if we are living in that other type of life, what kind of mort also will come? Allah help us. And then what kind of life in the qabr on the day of qiyamah? So it is very, very important. All this starts from the roots, the company that we keep. And the company is not only physically with non-Muslims. Today, in the palm of our hand, with the cell phone, we are keeping company perhaps with wrong people. we are going on to all different wrong things. So it is very dangerous. And on the cell phone, there are good things also. But that also, like this Quran Sharif. But to read a Quran Sharif from the Mus'haf, from the Quran, that is much more superior than reading it from the phone. All our things, the original, how much we can come to. If there is no alternative and a person is forced into this, then that is for the time being temporarily and just because of necessity. But the original we must try and stick to in everything. And if how much we stick to the original things, so much those original values will come into us. So may Allah give us proper understanding and guide us towards following and having a good environment. We've created for ourselves, we try our best for our families, for the community, Muslim community also, that we don't go into a Western way of life, into any other, not even an Indian way of life, not a Pakistani way of life, not a Saudi way of life, but an Islamic way of life, Quran Sharif, Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that to lifestyle, Allah make it that we try and recreate that environment in our houses. And just to end off, the simple solution for all this is to have ta'aleem in our homes. And ta'aleem of the Fazail Kitabs of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Allah has given great maqbooliyat to it. And by reading those kitabs, changes, dramatic changes, fantastic changes have come in the lives of the people. They will come in our lives also. We just carry on reading the Fazail Kitabs. This is a starting point. And then we try and progress along. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.